Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dreama Show, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. I'm your host, Dr. Dreama. I'm a psychologist and life designer. I'm here to help you design the life you want and deserve. Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dreama Show, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. I'm your host, Dr. Dreama. I'm a psychologist and a life designer, and I'm here to help you design the life you want and deserve. You have to let other people love the people that you love. One hot August day, living in Texas, hot and August always go together. It was the first day of school, and I was getting ready to take my kids to school. Austin was going into kindergarten, and he was so excited. And China was going into second grade, and she was looking forward to being able to use the library. So we were walking to school in all of this excitement. The excitement was palpable. First day of school, new crayons, new backpack, everything new. It just felt so right. And so we get to school, and all the kids are so excited and running around. I take China to her classroom. She's very excited because she knows her teacher already. And then I take Austin down to the kindergarten hallway. Now, there was a rule at that school that during the first week, parents were not allowed to go into the classroom. I'm not sure if that was to prevent the parents from crying or the kids from crying. Frankly, I think it was probably the parents. So I let go of his chubby little hand and watched him run down the hallway to start his new adventure. You see, Austin loved his older sister, and he wanted to do everything that she did, including being in the big kid school. So it was both wonderful and kind of bittersweet to see him running down the hallway. Because, you know, when your baby goes off to school, you realize they really do grow up fast. So I left the school, and I had actually made plans to have breakfast with a friend. There was a nearby Mexican restaurant that I absolutely loved for their migas, and their salsa was so hot, but it was great. So she and I were sitting and talking, just catching up over what we had done over the summer. We were in graduate school together, so usually we were talking about graduate school stuff. It was really nice just to have a moment where we could just lay back and talk about summer ending and hope for cooler weather. Suddenly my pager went off. Now I just dated myself because there were no cell phones back then. So you carried around this pager and people would call the number of your pager and then put a number in, and that's the number that you would call back. I didn't recognize the number that came up. So I made my way to a payphone, put my quarter in, and called the number. The person who answered was my kid's stepmom. And the first thing that she said was, "Dreama, don't worry." Oh my God, when somebody calls you and then says, "Don't worry," what do? You immediately start worrying more. The next thing that she says is, "It's okay, Austin is okay." And I'm like, what? When somebody says, "Your kid is okay," you know that something has happened, that they're not okay. And so I'm like, could you please just tell me what happened? And then she told me that Austin had been on the playground, he was on the monkey bars, and he had fallen and broken his arm. Oh my God, I was crushed. I left breakfast to go to the ER. And you know, when you have that, a pit in your stomach where you know that something has happened to your child, it was a terrible drive. It felt like that drive took forever. I ran into the ER, found out where Austin was, and walked into Austin laughing and talking with a tech, telling him stories about what he had done in kindergarten that day. And he'd only been there for like an hour. But he and the tech were engaged in this great conversation, especially because Austin now had a big decision to make. Was his cast going to be neon green? Or was it going to be hot pink? If you can imagine that. He wound up choosing the neon green. And we left and drove home. And he regaled me all the way there with the story of how the first day of kindergarten, he had fallen and broken his arms, jumping from the monkey bars. It was crazy. But the shock and the excitement caught up with him. And when we got home, he needed a nap. So I put him down. And then I did something that was a little uncharacteristic for me. People who know me talk about how easygoing I am. Things just slide right off of me. I'm very slow to anger. But I was angry when I walked over and picked up that phone. And I punched in the numbers to call the school nurse because I wanted to have a come to Jesus meeting with her around why she had called his stepmother and not me. I was livid. I'll never forget the name of that poor nurse, Mrs. Roberts. I'm sorry all these years later. I'm so sorry that I chewed you out. But in that moment, I was so angry. I did not understand why a school had called the stepmother and not me. Mrs. Roberts apologized. And then she explained. She said, but Angie starts with A and Dreva starts with D. And Paul, that starts with P. So he's third. But Angie came first because her name started with A. And I was like, are you kidding me? I made Mrs. Roberts scratch it out and put me at the top where I knew I belonged. Shortly after that, Austin got up and we walked back to the school. And I was still fuming about this. I was still pissed off at Mrs. Roberts. We got to the school and picked up China. And he did not let her get a word in edgewise because he wanted to tell the story again about how he, on the first day of school, he had fallen from the monkey bars and broken his arm. And China was pretty excited to see that he had a cast because she knew she could write all over it. So as we're walking, I happen to listen in to what Austin is saying, and this is what I hear. He's telling China, Angie was really nice to me. And something in me shifted. I had been so focused on my feelings about this. I hadn't really thought about Austin's experience. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I had been there. I had a reaction. I cared for him. But I was thinking about me. And in that moment, I just felt like somebody had punched me in the stomach as I realized I wasn't focused on him. Now, I thought I had been dealing with the fact that my ex had gotten remarried. I had gone to therapy. I had talked about it. And I really had wanted to end the marriage. But I realized in that moment, I must have been afraid. I think I was afraid that I might be replaced. Or my kids might love her more. Their stepmom had actually been Austin's preschool teacher, and she was a lot younger than my ex. So I had some complicated feelings about this. But in hearing Austin say how nice Angie had been to him, I realized you have to let other people love the people you love. I had been too caught up in my own feelings. And I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking, I don't have to love my kid's stepmom. I don't have to love anybody that I didn't choose. I get it. I get it. I wouldn't have picked out that person as my kid's stepmom. But you know, we don't get to pick our exes, new spouses or partners, do we? Because if we did, we'd probably punch them with something really bad. Or something that we thought was good or good for them. It doesn't work that way. You have to respect that your child is in the care of somebody else sometimes. And you want your kids to be loved. You have to let other people love the people that you love. So how do you go about doing this? Because like I said, it's complicated. We have a lot of complicated feelings around these things. But you know, your first step in doing that is think about the person that you love and think about their needs. What did my kids need? They need good role models. They needed to be loved. You're never going to go wrong by having too much love in your life. You also need to take the steps that you need to engage in self-care. Now, when I say self-care, a lot of times people think, oh, I don't have time for massages or getting a manicure, and I'm not talking about that. In this case, for me, I really needed to be in therapy. I needed to talk about my complicated feelings towards a woman that I really didn't know. I'd only known her as Austin's preschool teacher. And so, yes, I had complicated feelings, and I needed to continue talking about those. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten so upset with the school nurse. But like with the school nurse, you need to be willing to stand up for yourself. You need to be able to say, this is important to me. And you can only do that sometimes when you've engaged in self-care, when you know what you need, right? So when you have other people come into your kids' lives and they're not people that you've chosen, think about your kids' needs. Think about what they need out of life and be that role model for them. Now, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the Ask Dr. Dreamla part where I answer your questions and your emails. And you too can email me. I'm going to give you my email address and I'm going to spell my name. It's Dreama at dreamadial.com. That's D-R-E-M-A at Dreama, D-R-E-M-A, dial, D-I-A-L, .com. I would love to get a letter from you. But today I have a letter from Mary. And what Mary writes is, I hate my kid's stepmom. She's superficial and she puts a lot of importance on appearance. I don't like the way my daughters are being influenced. I want them to have an understanding that who we are inside is what matters more. But every time they come home, they've been shopping, they have new makeup, they have new clothes, and my girls think she's so much fun. What should I do? Oh, Mary, I get it. I understand what it feels like to have your kids having fun with somebody else that's not you. It really hurts to see that they are falling in love with another person. But here's the truth, Mary. You have to let other people love the people that you love. And if you are tearing her down, and if you are not talking about positive things with your girls about their stepmom, they're going to stop talking to you. So here's what I want you to do, Mary. The next time your girls come in and they've got new makeup on or clothes, I want you to be able to authentically say something positive. So you can comment, oh, that's a really pretty shirt. I like the way your eyes look with that makeup. Whatever it is, you find something positive. Because remember, we need to think about what they need and less about what we need. We have to deal with our jealousy or our envy or our disgust, whatever it is, all of those emotions are there, but we have to deal with that ourselves and not put it onto our kids. So Mary, I want you to try this the next time your girls come home. I want you to find the positive. I want you to say it out loud. And if you've got things that you want to say about superficial stepmom, say them to your girlfriends. Don't say them to your child. So there are lots of you out there dealing with stepmoms, stepparents, and I would love to hear from you. If you're like Mary, you probably know that sometimes it's really hard to be positive, but it's up to you to be that role model. Now, I get it. I had a lot of complicated feelings around Angie. The fact that she was younger, the fact that my kids already knew and had a relationship with her should have made me feel better, but instead I think it just made me feel threatened. So going forward, I tried to focus always on the positive. When my kids came home and they would tell me about all the great things that they had done, I would laugh with them. I would say, that sounds like so much fun. And then maybe later when they went to bed, I might call up my friend and say, oh my God, I can't believe what she said this time. Because I was judgmental, but I didn't do it in front of them. You have to let other people love the people you love. And that reminds me of a really great quote from George Sands, who wrote, love is when the other person's happiness is more important than your own. And I think that just so greatly captures what we're talking about here. That love is when the other person's happiness is more important than you. That love is when the other person's happiness is more important than your own. You deserve a life you love. And the more that you focus on shifting towards expansion and love and bringing these things in, it'll change everything. This is your host, Dr. Dreema Dial, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. Thanks for listening. And next time, we'll be talking more about love, so don't miss it.